How to get people to talk about your product. There are few better forms of marketing than word of mouth. Think about the most successful movies at the theaters. They're not necessarily the movies with the biggest marketing budgets, though that helps. Instead, they're the movies that have the biggest impact on the culture around them. When a movie is genuinely exciting, thought-provoking, and different, it gets attention. People tell their friends, and they tell their friends. This is how you get your sleeper hits. So how do you get people to talk about your online product? How do you turn that into a sleeper hit? In this presentation, we're going to find out. The product itself. The first and most important point is that the product itself needs to be effective in driving discussion. This is something that not many internet marketers understand. How many online books are there that sell essentially the same thing? How are you going to get someone to talk about a book that teaches you how to make money when that is what 500 other books released this month are doing? Now consider something like the Vivo Barefoot shoes. These are the toe shoes that you might have seen some people wearing. These things look so odd that just wearing them will invite questions, comments, and discussion. And of course, there are countless articles written about them. This isn't to say that everything you sell needs to break the mold and be completely new. Instead, you need to make sure that you find some angle that makes it interesting. You can sell a book on making money, but try to find some tip in there that is different and then make that into the USP. Find some way to make your product noteworthy. Story. They say that stories are SEO for the human brain, and that couldn't be more true. We love telling and sharing stories, so much so that this practice is ingrained into our very psyche by millions of years of evolution. If you wanted to make your product worthy of discussion, then find a story/narrative that you can promote. That could be the story of how you created the product, or it could be the story of someone who used it and was highly successful. Press releases. Next, you need a press release. This outlines news of your product or service in a way that will hopefully get news coverage from other websites or papers. The key here, though, is to use the previous two tips. Too many businesses expect press releases to essentially get them free coverage and advertising. This is not how it works. Journalists are serving their readers first, and so they will only cover your announcement if it is genuinely interesting to that audience. That's where having something genuinely new and different, or a real human interest story attached, will make all the difference. Failing that, a well-orchestrated PR stunt can do the job as well. Just think carefully about how you want to present your brand.